No. So get this, though. Johnny here, freaking, I'm like, oh, let's cast about the Joker today. And Johnny's like, oh, I've been trying to see it for like weeks.
Yeah. And I was like, if the master of death over here can handle it, the biggest baby, I can handle it. Because I heard it's a little hard.
Here's the thing, though. You've been talking about it for months. And I know, but it takes me to it. I beat you to it.
You beat me to Toy Story 4, too. You know, I drag my feet. Unless someone can go with me. I'm one of those, like, I can eat alone, but I can't watch a movie alone. It's weird. I'm backwards
really?
And weird.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So, I was doing a supply chain competition that was really nerdy at ASU.
Mm-hmm.
One night I was free, and I didn't really like my roommates. So, I just went for a walk, found a movie theater, and watched Thor Ragnarok.
People do that. All on my own. It makes sense. It was amazing. It makes sense to go to a movie alone. Like, it totally does. Because you don't talk to anyone. You're not supposed to. You're focused there. But for some reason, I just like to go with people.
It's my favorite thing, honestly. I mean, I enjoyed going with you guys when we went and saw Shazam. It added to it. But that's the thing is, I've gone with people and it's ruined movies for me.
Yeah, we went to a few of them really quick. And then Shazam, we went to Aquaman. It was good. I prefer going with people. I get it, though. Like, you don't want to be interrupted. You don't want someone to point at the screen and go, oh, like, yeah, I know.
Well, I don't want someone whispering in my ear.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh.
Try to whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Like, they said the joke on the trailer.
Do you recognize him?
It's the same joke they did in the trailer. Let's laugh at the exact same time again.
Who are these sheep laughing? I hate all of these people.
Is that part of the Joker?
No, dude. All right. Can I just give you like a quick...
Yeah, go for it.
So this is a spoiler-free, just quick review. We're going to talk about it next time we cast, probably. It may not be the next cast we post.
It'll be on a cast.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Exactly. No, so today we'll talk about Halloween, but just on that note, I saw Joker. Dude, there's so many theories I want to talk about with you, because there's so much that the director does such a good job of like making people think like it fits their own narrative, but it doesn't fit any narrative. Like, you don't know. Some people think, like, okay, so you probably heard on social media that it's attacking the rich or whatever, something like that. Okay,
yeah, sure.
But when you watch it, he's terrorized by both rich and poor. He's terrorized by everybody. So there's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of funny that, like, people are taking this narrative and they're taking it one way or the other. But really, it's just an interesting movie. Like, you can take it. That's what makes it so good, is you can take it anyway. So as you're watching it, just be in tune to that, that, like, you can find what you want in it. And Joaquin Phoenix did such a good job.
Method actor.
Yeah, no, he's nuts. Did you know he was like starting to go a little crazy because he lost all the weight?
Yeah, I read that he did it before a while ago. He was like, I'll never do it again. And then he got kind of an eating disorder with this because like he can't eat now at the right times and anything. And I'm like, that's what you get. That's what you get.
Method actors. Why don't you shave your eyebrows?
Yeah, we have CGI now. Method act.
So
you recommend it then? That's what I'm gathering?
I would recommend it. I would say it's a good movie. Here's one thing. It's frustrating because there is such hype around it that, like, I don't know. I've talked to people and they're like, I have a hard time, like, giving an honest opinion because I'm scared people are just going to chew me down.
Because it's great. So if you say it's not, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't understand movies.
Like, when you secretly
something.
Told me that you hate the Marvel Avenger movies.
What?
I mean, edit that on the cast. Jay loves everything Marvel.
Yeah, well, I never said that, dude.
Close one. That was a close one. How you hate Captain America? So,
I hate you.
So close. Could you imagine?
You know, in Falcon like pushes a button, and one of his drones comes in and grabs Spider-Man and takes him out, and he and the Winter Soldier are all webbed up and they're laying there on the ground. This is in Civil War at the airport, and. Winter Soldier's like, you couldn't have done that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That's me right now, except for I'm Falcon. I hate you. I like there. Dude, I'm excited for there. All right, this has nothing to do with Halloween, but just last note on the Joker.
We can talk about it. It's a little bit of a nerd news.
Yeah. So Falcon and the Winter Soldier
That we read that. What was really cool that what we discovered is that Disney is putting money into this.
So much money.
Like, what Netflix did on the other Marvel ones, like all four of them, right? They had.
Yeah, the Defenders.
Like, yeah, Defenders, Daredevil, Jessica Jones,
Punisher.
And Punisher,
Luke
and Luke Cage. All three of those together. And what's the green guy? The
Green Arrow?
No. The other one they did, it was the guy, he wore a green outfit.
Green Lantern.
No. He punches. He was a.
The Hulk.
Not even close. You're totally.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing. I just want you to say.
The Iron Fist?
Yeah, Iron Fist. Yeah.
Okay.
All five of.
Did he wear a green outfit?
Yeah, he is in the comics. I think they didn't. Oh. The thing is, they didn't get a third season, so they didn't
I'm just cracking up at this.
They didn't get to debut his normal outfit.
Oh, okay.
He got cut.
Yeah,
anyway,
it
so,
wasn't that good. There was only one good scene, and it was when he, like. What the hell is that?
Oh, my goodness. That's you editing.
No. So
So combined all the Netflix Marvels combined do not equal one series of the Disney Plus
in terms of budget.
Budget wise, yeah,
and so hopefully quality.
Oh yeah, I mean you throw much money into it.
Yeah, well, in Mandalorian they're throwing crazy money into.
You
can tell just based off the trailer, you're like, whoa.
And what I also like they did is they're keeping the same atmosphere. Like it may feel like a different universe at sense, but it's the same concept, same idea as the movies. So you're not thrown out of proportions. Like, wait, this isn't even anything I like.
Yeah. It's like when I watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like it's the same universe, but the quality goes way down compared to the Marvel movies. Like to the point where I noticed it, and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, when they got they were trying to deal with their airships and stuff.
Well, they were trying to deal with bigger issues in the Avengers on a lower budget, and for me, it was like it just didn't work.
And it was also forced. They were S.H.I.E.L.D. was dictated by the Avengers because they had to keep it together and can't release stuff. This is at least past the Avengers, so you can keep it all. You can do your own thing.
Yeah,
you don't have to wait for Infinity Wars to come out before you lose something.
Yeah.
Totally excited.
So speaking of dressing up as a superhero, is this going to be a bad transition?
That was a horrible transition. I was like, how did we even get to the topic of... we got to the Marvel topic for a good reason, and then we skipped over that. Oh, fan? Because you're talking about the Joker?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was that it?
Dressing up as a costume. Joker. Just real quick, let me rate it. I would give it an 8 out of 10, and I would say you should see it, but don't expect a ton of action. Like, I was not bored, but, and my friend said this really well. He said, it was the only movie where I sat through it, and I really enjoyed it, but I was uncomfortable the whole time.
You want to do a GBN, a good, bad, and a nerdy on it, or do you want
to
save it?
No, let's do it with you. Okay. I'm just giving you a quick update to be prepared for it. But I will give it an 8 out of 10. I will recommend and go see it, and it's... Yeah, and I'm excited to talk about it.
So
that's all I want to say.
So what you're saying is it wasn't boring?
No, I didn't think it was boring. What?
I was going to say the night of the week.
Oh.
Horrible segue. Yeah. We're not killing the segues. No.
So,
let's read this one. So okay. It wasn't boring.
No, it wasn't boring at all. You know what else isn't boring?
Is it a night of the week?
It is a night of the week.
Oh, who's our night of the week?
Lauren Boring.
Who
is the Halloween fiend?
Dude, her pumpkins. Because luckily, the perks of you and me doing this is we get to meet other friends that we have.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we know more than just each other.
Yeah.
And I got to because we have that, our Instagram account, which is popping. And I got to see her pumpkins. Holy cow, that is skills beyond skills.
Yeah,
Star Wars pumpkins.
Yeah.
And she was nice enough to tag us in it, so it was really cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed chatting with her. She always gives us feedback or sends us memes.
And participate with us on social media and we'll night you.
We'll make you night of the week.
Night of the week.
I will probably night of the week that Alex guy who was like, is the answer helicopter to your,
that
to your survey?
Close.
Yeah, it was because I went on my personal account and commented it based on like a funny YouTube video from years ago. And so the guy looked at it. He's from Russia and he was like, that's got to be the answer.
So for those of you who are as lost as I am, we tried to do another contest on Instagram and it was listen to our stuff and answer a question. And so the guy did not answer the question. Wasn't even close to what the question was.
No.
So we're just ribbing on him.
Super off.
To see if he really
does
listen
to us.
He's
going
to
be a night of the week next week. So.
Well, we'll see. Maybe someone will comment and talk to us before recording in.
But back to Lauren. Her last name is Boring.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I met her while I was doing a service mission. And they'll call like a... You know, it's kind of like in certain face or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, they call people sister instead of by their first name. So people called her Sister Boring. And it was so funny. I would see her name tag and just laugh. And she'd laugh too. She was super a good sport about
and
it.
What's her Instagram handle?
I don't know. Lauren
Boring. Isn't boring.
Oh, yeah. Lauren isn't boring.
That was my favorite part. Dude, you're off with this.
I know.
And this
I
was
don't
your
know.
Night. This was your night. Here I am creeping on her more than you do. God.
Well, you know.
Apropos. It's what I do. It's what I bring to the table. And so, quick side note. We did finish, by the time this comes out, our first ever Better Villain bracket.
Yeah, for
went
Star
amazing.
Wars. Yeah, so good.
I was shocked how much people enjoyed our final four. Like, out of nowhere. Like, we had the most votes, which was great. And a little surprise. What we want to do is build on this, right?
Yeah.
And do a master villain off. Like, we're going to do one for Marvel. doing for DC, all like the villains.
Yeah.
And then take those champions and do Ultimate Champions.
Yeah.
It's going to take a bit, but it's going to be really epic.
And by the end of it, we're going to be able to edit things. So we're just going to show a story of like this happening.
Ooh, that'd be way cool.
Because we're going to be animators at that point, right?
Someone is. I don't know.
Maybe we'll, my wife will figure it out by then.
That's why I told you to marry her. Does she animate?
Yeah, but imagine this. Like you have four buildings next to each other, or like a building, a park, and something else. And in one building, all the Star Wars villains are going at it. No. Get it like this. In one building, you have all of the villains from, give me another one, Marvel?
Marvel, yeah.
All the villains in Marvel are fighting in a park. And then all the DC villains are fighting in a building. And then there's a spaceship just outside. And it all culminates to them like killing each other. And Vader, well, we know Vader's the winner. So Vader crashes the ship at the end and he emerges ready to take on the next villain.
Could be a Joker.
Yeah.
So Vader versus Joker. Yeah. I'm just saying.
So you guys are determining whose it is.
Because if it was up to us, it would be heroes. But we like villains, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll do some hero
stuff.
That
made no sense. If it was up to us, but we like villains.
Okay, you know what? You're the one who forgot everything about of the week.
Okay, we just know that villains are more popular.
They are more popular. At least in DC.
Thanos is the reason.
Well, at least
why everyone went to Endgame, right?
I went for Captain America. That's just true. Me. That's just me.
You went for Scarlet Witch. She's coming back.
And
she doesn't
and
have
Black
vision.
Widow. And Black Widow. Went for all of them. All the winners.
Okay.
All right, we're getting a note from our new producer.
Oh, new producer. Is he allowed to
Gizmo?
Write us notes?
Gizmo?
It was Guillermo.
Guillermo, that's right. Sorry.
I didn't think he was allowed to write us notes. Don't talk, Guillermo.
No.
Podcasters only. Where did you find this guy?
Okay, so I was at work, right?
Yeah.
And this guy, Colin Robinson, horrible guy, always drains me, suggested this because I kept complaining about how the last guy, Larry, embarrassed us in front of Sam.
So he said he knew someone?
Yeah, he said he knew him and he set it up.
Oh, okay. So what did you tell? How'd you get him on? Like, are we paying this guy? Like, I don't have much money.
No, dude, I promised him he's going to be a podcaster in 10 years.
Guillermo, not you. Podcasters only. He was trying to say, he handed me a note. He says 1 year.
Oh, shit.
10 years.
Ten years. Oh, Guillermo. This is going to be fun.
Why does he have a wooden stake? I'm sure it's
fine. Yeah, we'll figure it out later. wooden stakes. You know what that reminds me of? My favorite time of year. Halloween. You know, I was listening to this comedian. Did you know, and he put up a good point. Dimitri Martin. Love him. Check him out. You know why Halloween's a great time of year? You don't have to involve your family. It's a holiday, but it's just, you're with your friends. Yeah. You don't have to travel anywhere. You get candy. You have excuses to eat, listen to good music, watch TV, and in your case, dress like nothing. Because I've seen your outfits. They're pretty scandalous. Your costumes.
Oh, you mean like put nothing on?
Yeah,
I dress
like
things, just
wearing
nothing.
Very scandalous, yeah. Yeah. Like I was like, I thought Captain America had sleeves, and you're like, nah, dude, he's always sleeveless.
And pants.
What's with this new underwear? No,
they're
wore
biking
underwear.
Shorts. Captain America's really fit.
You got to post that picture of you as Captain. It looks so good.
Maybe. Dude, no. So what I was going to say too is shows have the best Halloween episode. Like I was just thinking of Michael. Michael always goes insane during the Halloween, like the best episodes.
In general, I would say my favorite themed are always Halloween.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, it's in Parks and Rec too.
Parks and Rec. Even growing up, like I remember waiting for like we used to have something called TGI Fridays. Like thank goodness it's Fridays. It used to be like four Family Matters Step by Step, and all their Halloween themed ones were always the best one. You'd always look forward to it. And The Simpsons, they had their treehouse of it was like the hugest thing in the world. Like you had to wait for it. And I hated it when they would release it after be in November, and I'm like, what is this crap?
Yeah,
just
right.
Time it. Do it a week before. And Family Guy kind of has it. You know, like, I love when they do it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
And it gets me mad when it's not a full episode dedicated to Halloween. Because you'll get somewhere it's like the intro. It's like, oh, it's Halloween themed. But not the whole. I'm like, give me the whole episode for
and
TV.
Psych wouldn't do quite like a Halloween episode, would they? Because they would. But they would, then
different.
They would randomly have an episode that was creepy. And I don't know if they released it during Halloween or if they just did it, but it fits.
Cable's different because they have a different recording schedule.
So
that's
true.
And they would always do like a seasonal one that would make no sense. Like it'd be out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, but nowadays you can just, with streaming, you can just watch it whatever you want.
Yeah. And I
watch it whenever you want.
Go after you listen to us. Just watch all the Office Halloweens. Just go to it season by season.
Dude, real quick. Okay, real quick. Speaking of that, have you ever seen the deleted one?
Oh, the one where they do the haunted house for the little kids.
In the warehouse. Okay. We got to post this on our Instagram, and we'll probably get like our whole thing banned, and we'll have to start fresh.
They already think we're a bot, so it doesn't matter.
We've been.
They keep trying to. They keep getting mad that we're growing so quick.
I know they already think we're a bot.
Yeah, they're like, wait, these two nerds from Salt Lake are growing way too quick. So let's flag them.
It's so true.
So this Office episode that you speak of, I remember watching it live.
So I do too, And we thought it was so messed up and so funny.
So I thought it was messed up for a different reason than you. So let's talk about it. So the episode is the intro, right? Which is always, The Office always has like a funny intro.
Yeah, and it's kind of like its own skit.
Yeah, and their intro was that the warehouse was made out to be a haunted house for the kids.
Yeah, that Daryl was leading. So Daryl had this paper car that normally they would put like a paper on. You'd see one maybe at like Home Depot, just a flat car, but he's put all the kids on it and he's pushing them through.
So he's driving them around. Like it's a little cart, yeah.
Yeah. And
there's like little gook scary things. Yeah.
And as they enter, Michael Scott is like, "Hello, children!" And he's wearing like this ridiculous outfit. What outfit is he wearing?
It's from SNL. Yeah. It's a skit. It's called Cock in a Box.
Yeah.
It's basically just a present in his groinal area.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
a present that he wear as a belt, but there's a present sticking out. Super inappropriate.
Yeah, super inappropriate. And Michael is wearing this as they're about to do this thing. And this is the reason why it was originally...
That's what I, always assumed.
Originally
too.
It was. Yeah. And then I think later they kept it banned because he was... pretty dark during it. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But
because I was like, that's a little kid. It's not appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. Michael's outfit is so bad. But you know, he always does SNL ones. Like you pointed this out to me one time. MacGruber.
That's about it.
Yeah, well, I mean maybe not always, but
he does a lot of SNL.
Yeah, yeah. And he talks about SNL. Anyway, jumping back to it, it's super funny. Daryl's pushing him. This is the one where Jim has just book written on his face.
Oh, yeah, face.
Yeah.
And on his face, he has book on it.
Like Facebook. But Daryl's like, it's book face. Oh, yes, I'm the popular networking site called Bookface. Anyway, he's pushing him through.
Jim has the best costume ideas on a budget.
Oh, he totally does. Well, he's pushing him through, and Michael's disappeared at this point, and the exhibition's like really... weird. I don't know. Creed's like, I want to steal your blood. And he's got like blood packets from a blood drive.
Creed. That's all you got to say. It's just Creed.
Yeah. And Dwight comes riding in on a tricycle dressed up as Saw. And he does a really good laugh, actually.
Yeah. Dwight does it well.
Yeah. Whatever the laugh is. Anyway, all this is happening and Daryl's just frustrated because it's really dumb and really bad. And then all of a sudden you see this stool like fall into screen and you're like, what the heck? And then the camera pans up. And a light turns on, and Michael is, like, hanging by a noose. And he starts gurgling and shaking, going, by a noose.
On,
like, going crazy. And all the children see this and just start screaming. And Daryl's mouth drops, like, what the heck? And Michael just sits there still for a second. And then he goes, children, suicide is not a joke.
And this is so big, because, you know, before the Netflix, you'd have to buy... the DVDs and the Blu-rays, and I own it, and I couldn't find it, and I was like, I swear I watched it. Like, I thought I was going crazy. I'm like, am I aging? Did this not happen?
Right.
And it's not on there, and you have to Google it.
Dude, they've done that with a few things. There's one that I remember, like, live, that I told my uncle about, and he's like, that didn't happen. And I was like, it did happen.
Let's see, that's if I remember.
Pam is working in New York, and she ships Michael pizza. She, like, overnights it to him, and Michael gets it out of an envelope and eats it.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, well, it happened. But no one remembers it.
I'm with your
it.
Uncle on this one.
No, because later my uncle sent me a...
Does he find it?
No, he sent me a website that talked about how sometimes they would play certain scenes and then just cut it out of everything.
That's so weird, because I've seen
Because it was just like a little blip. Like, it was just this little random thing, but I can't find it anywhere.
Because I've seen sometimes, like, where the DVD will have extras, even, because of the time constraint. They call them producer cuts.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec had a ton of them. They would air on Hulu. It was, like, an extra 40 seconds.
No, in theory, there is a chance that after all these years that I saw a deleted scene, and that's just what it was.
I've been looking for it everywhere,
and I can't find it, so.
That's so.
kind of funny.
While we're still in the office, let's talk about a quick thing, why I love Creed so much. His costume. He comes in. It was a Halloween one. He comes in with his white shirt.
Yeah.
All covered with, like, blood splats, and then just stained everywhere. Then he sits down, and looks at the camera, and he's like, oh, good thing it's Halloween. I lucked out. And I just lost it, because it was, like, the most...
He just
has 30 seconds, and he makes it worthwhile, his 30 seconds. And I just remember laughing so hard when I saw that one. Oh, Creed and the best in the office. So I mean, music too, right? I mean, for Halloween, music always relates back to me. Because it's, you know, you hear it everywhere. You have the Dead Man's Party. You have Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Thriller
is good. Like, those ones. Like, people, like, Christmas is known for music. Don't get me wrong. But so is Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, it's, there's some things that I was just like, I love to listen to that I can't listen to at any other time except month of October.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them like that.
That's just Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
There's a few songs I really like.
And, I mean, there's, like, weird side. There's just, like, a playlist that is just amazing.
Yeah. One song I'm really sick of, but I'll still play it, is the Monster Mash.
Oh, do the mash. Yeah. I mean, no matter.
I'm so sick of that song.
If you're popular enough to know more than two people, like Jay is, and you go to Halloween parties, you'll hear that everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Or just even in elementary school.
Oh, yeah, the little parade of costumes.
Yeah, I mean, they just played on loop. I'm just, after all these years, I'm like, I'm done. Kill me.
Kill me now. Wait, but don't, because you'll get, it'll be edited, and then say that it's not. Because of Michael. Oh. You're slow today.
Yeah, I know.
You have to give gotta give you an energy drink before we do this.
No, I'm not slow.
Okay,
you're the one who's slow.
I'm always slow.
Me no slow. Okay, all right, so let's talk about Halloween movies.
Wait. You mean the best things in the world?
Yeah, the best things in the world.
Because I've established I'm a coward. Can we talk about, like, family friendly? Because I know you're Mr. It.
Oh, yeah.
You're Mr. Horror Movie. Dude, Halloween.
I love It and It Chapter 2. It Chapter 2 not as good as the first one, but it is
Halloween.
So good. Halloween is so good.
Okay, the original. I remember I just recently watched the, is it the 70s, the original one? That's pretty gnarly.
The TV one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's with Jamie Lee Curtis before she was Jamie Lee Curtis. It is gnarly. Because it's like.
Oh, you're talking about Halloween.
Halloween the movie.
Yeah, I thought you were still on It.
No, in the 70s.
Yeah. That one's scary. Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis was freaky.
It's weird to think that.
Not scary, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, she put me on edge. No,
yeah, because it's weird.
Because she's such a good actor.
You think they wouldn't be as scary, the movie in the 70s, as they are now, but they're pretty frightening.
Yeah.
Because, like, you watch the original ones, like Night of the Living Dead, like the black and white version. You're like, are you kidding? They're just standing in a room and they're frightened. Like, this is nothing.
Oh, really? That one always kind of freaked me out. You know what's funny? The movie that always scared me, like, pretty bad as a kid was Nosferatu.
Well, that's because that's just creepy in general.
Yeah.
He's just a weird-looking vampire.
Well, he's so creepy. The way he comes out of his coffin and he's just slowly approaching.
Yeah, he's not the good modern-day handsome vampires you get from Twilight with the glitter.
Or even the gym teacher, Coach Feratu. Do you know the reference?
Yeah, of course. He never,
Coach Feratu? Yeah. Is that his real name?
You're really on the nose on that one.
What?
You need to sort yourself out before you try to do Rick and Morty in front of me.
Yeah, there's a Rick and Morty episode where they go vampire hunting because
there's one in the school.
Yeah, because Summer has a coach and he calls himself Coach Feratu. And later another vampire, like the leader of the council, hears that he's dead and he's like, wait, Coach Feratu, is that his real name? Someone else is like, no, his name is Larry Johnson. What? Why would he go by Nosferatu?
That show is so great.
Anyway, yeah.
So, movies. Okay. Talk about Hocus
Pocus. Hocus Pocus.
What's your go-to? Because there's movies I have to watch always, every season. Hocus Pocus is my, like, number one.
Let's talk about Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, my number
that
one.
That was me growing up.
Dude, that was me growing up.
That's okay, so dude. Hocus Pocus is so good.
Do you have a younger sister?
Yes.
So am I. Oh my, we're so related to that show. Because he took his little sister out.
Do you like
out.
How long it took me to realize and remember I had a little sister?
Which is like our most dedicated fan.
Yeah, except for she doesn't vote.
She does snarky comments.
Yeah, I don't mean Shelley. Like voting for president. I mean like on our cast.
She might do that too. I don't know what Shelley does.
Shelley. Anyway. Wait, maybe we shouldn't say her name. It's fine.
Yeah, we've said her name, I think, the most.
Like a million times.
We say her name as much as we reference The Office.
Yeah, it's so true. No. Okay, so what were we just saying? Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Oh, why is it so amazing?
Well, Sarah Jessica Parker's one of the witches, and she's my favorite
one. A few times, she's like, I actually like her. Sorry, people who love her, but...
I really like her in real life more than I like her acting.
Yeah, in real life, she's she's with my... Yeah, like her person is... I've seen her do universe. She looks really cool. Yeah. But in that movie, I really loved her in that movie.
Yeah.
With Bette Midler. Oh, such a great movie.
She's so funny. What's the main witch's name?
Bette Midler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's her. The actress who plays
it. Yeah, I love. The main one is so funny.
So
her big teeth and her facial expressions. Let's do a quick good and bad and the nerdy. What's good about the movie? What's bad about the movie? And what's nerdy about the movie?
Dude, love it. Good is how easily relatable for me it was.
Yeah.
Because I had a younger sister and we did move a lot. And so I'm like, oh, relatable. And the girl in it. Huge crush on her. I'm like, I get it. I get why I'd have a crush on her. Totally relatable. Mm-hmm. What about you? Good?
Good for me? I think the good for me is just that they went with something that was a little out there. Like, old dead witches, a talking cat, an undead guy, weird candles. Like, I don't know. Just, it was a very original idea.
Super original. And then it still holds. An original idea that still holds today.
Yeah, like absolutely.
If you have kids now growing up, you can show and they'll be like, oh, this is cool.
Like, it was original without being cliche, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It was a different story.
And it was still like it was something that felt familiar, but still original.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, like, just the idea in general is really original.
I guess the only
good.
Bad, and it's not bad if by its fault, like if when I watch it now, is sometimes Zachary Binks, the kitty. Sorry, I had a friend that would always yell, Zachary Binks! And it was this annoying kid. And the cat, if you look at it now, it looks really bad with the animatronics because it's, you know, it was 1994,
yeah.
Whatever. So that's the only real bad, because it's really bad of a
movie. Yeah, I mean, in the day, it looked incredible.
The plot lines fill out. It's as plausible as it can be for a movie.
Yeah.
And so for me, it wasn't really too bad at all. I mean, yeah, I loved it when they took out the little, they had to get the broomsticks, and the fat one had to get the vacuum to fly.
Yeah, like, I was just about to say that. She takes the vacuum to fly. I'm trying to think if there's any bad for me. I haven't seen it in a few years now,
There's the salt scene, which is wasteful assault, but it's not bad. Like, it's like they really have. I've read it. During Halloween, they'll put that. Some salt shakers will be like, to ward out witches and bad boyfriend. Like, they did. And I don't know if it's because of the movie.
Yeah.
Or before, because it's such a popular movie.
I think salt's a genuine thing, though, because that's like.
It's been around forever, right?
Yeah, that's like a. I'm pretty sure that's like a medieval thing.
Yeah. And then they'll always like advertise it during Halloween, which I think is really smart. Yeah.
So I think it came before the movie.
So do you have
but
a
no, I just emphasized it.
Concept.
I don't think I do. I don't think I have any bad.
What about that song getting stuck in your head? I put a spell on you.
Dude, it really does. Like, it's stuck in my head right now that we're thinking about it. And it was strong.
So strong.
I'll say the bad is that it was so catchy that it annoys me.
Or another bad was how the mom dressed up as Madonna. She had the cone, the cone bra on. And even as a little, I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, it was a little. I remember being like, whoa.
Okay, here's a little
like
nerd.
Eight, and I'm like,
here's a nerd fashion of how bad it was. A little bad thing. The premise is that only a virgin can light the candle. And me, little Johnny being eight, turns to his dad and goes like, what's a virgin? And then he's like, never been kissed. I'm like, crap, that's me. And I get all worried. And then I was like,
my parents were like, oh, he's never had sex. Yeah. Like just dropped it. I was like, oh, okay.
Mine tried to shelter me a little, even though I was watching The Simpsons like 20 minutes later. Oh, yeah. Very selective. Very selective, my parents.
They're like, whatever.
He'll figure it out. Sort yourself out.
Yeah.
So here's my ultimate nerdy. And it's something that I still quote, and I forget that I stole it from there. So you remember the bullies, right?
Yeah.
The bullies. And so they're out stealing candy, and then the three witches walk in front of them, and they straight up look at each other, and they go, looks like we got ourselves some trick-or-treaters, and I lost it. Like, I still to this day think it's the funniest thing, and like, even now during Halloween, I'll be with someone, I'm like, looks like we have some trick-or-treaters, and they're like, you idiot. You know what I mean? It's just so funny, because they get all like mad.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I was like, this is the funniest line, and the way he delivers it, like, some trick-or-treaters.
I think for me, I just love how into the witches got. Like, they are so into their roles. For nerdy, like, that's the nerdy of the movie for me, is the witches just did such a good job.
Have you ever seen Stardust? Where
So
that's another, like, witch-based, like, where they're not, like, evil witches. But I honestly think Hocus Pocus might be a little better trio of witches.
Oh, yeah.
Because of how great each witch is. Like, you have the main witch, like, the leader sister. You have the stereotypical, like, oh, I'm just there to have fun, the chubbier one. And then the pretty ditzy one.
Yeah.
And they're not... They're stereotypes, but they kind of fits. Like, they're not...
Yeah.
They're not rude in any way. They're not being like, oh, because the dumb one was the one who remembered the recipe. Dead man's thumb.
Yeah.
No, it's not dead man's thumb. But she remembered, like, the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just didn't give her enough praise.
Yeah.
And the smart one thought it was like, oh, I'm so smart, I know everything.
One, I just enjoy Winnie, you know, like the chubby one, just heard some of her voices and she's laughing. At one point, she, like, turns on it.
Children.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. And then the main one is genuinely terrifying sometimes. Like, sometimes when she gives her stank eye.
Oh,
or
when she, like, hits her fingernails together.
Oh, yeah.
They're so long.
So, for me, that was the nerdy.
That is so nerdy.
Do you have any other Halloween movies? Unless you wanted to add more?
Well, I was just going to add how the it was really cool to see this is super nerd, the guy who played the devil in the show, who pretended to be the Halloween guy.
Oh, yeah.
That he's a famous director, and his sister was his wife in the show. And they're both really famous in directing stuff. And it was cool that they were in the little cameo. Yeah. Because they know Ben Mitt, like they know all, they're big actors. If you think about it, those are big actors doing, you think like a little Disney movie, but it was a big Disney movie. Like they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I agree.
So
yeah, I actually do have a bad, sometimes the little girl's acting is a little bad, but other times she's really good. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, like the Marshalls. She's like, I just totally remember there. I just remember the name of. Oh, thanks, Gizmo.
Guillermo. He slept you a note.
Yeah, it's the Marshalls. They're the ones who the brother sister who have directing and acted.
Oh, okay.
She was Laverne and Shirley. Anyway, so yeah, the kid acting is kind of hard, and you can tell why they're not acting still to this day. But
yeah,
but it was great, and it was a story too that it was just on Halloween.
Yeah,
like it wasn't a whole build up. It was just a certain story on Halloween. And I think they had a reunion. They did. They had a reunion for this last year or 2 years ago, 25th anniversary or something. It was really cool to see that.
So I have a question for you. Ghostbusters, Halloween movie or no?
Oh, we want to do that? Should we do that?
I just am curious if it is.
I feel like that's one you can watch whenever. Yeah. You can watch it during Halloween because people dress up and it came out around that era.
Yeah.
But I can watch it in June and not feel like it's Halloween. Because like Hocus Pocus, I don't really want to watch that in June or July.
Yeah, but that's just me.
All right. Okay. Well, and then we had the Halloween Town, obviously. The little.
Oh, yeah. The little, jumping back to Disney.
Sorry, I had to go back to that.
That
one.
Movie genuinely scared me as little kid. That was my first scary movie, I think. I remember watching it, and there's this theater scene where everyone starts getting, like, not possessed, but, like petrified.
Yeah.
So they're all getting petrified, and there's this creepy mask, and the guy behind it is like, rush, fah, rah, 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 and he's, like, shouting this crazy stuff, and, like, wind is going, and the grandma's like, oh, no.
Oh, Marnie. Oh, Marnie.
Yeah, well, anyway, I remember being genuinely terrified as a kid. Like, that freaked me out.
But then Halloween Town 2 came out, and you're like, oh, I'm a big boy now. I'm 8. I'm a big boy now.
I don't even think I watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I just remember the second one. They do, like, a classic, like, gotcha, fake you out at the end. And I remember the theater scene, and that's, like, all I remember. And they steal some ghost's sweat. Because they trap him in like a sweating machine. That's kind of messed up.
The second or third one?
That's the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Because they're getting ingredients. I was always kind of like,
yeah, he was like a fat guy.
Are they just
going to
kill him? Like, well, they like trapped him in a sweat machine and she just takes off running and laughing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how is he going to get out? Like his arms are pinned. I was getting claustrophobic for him.
If I think about it, the youngest little sister is a little sadistic.
Yeah.
She gets a little joy off like cutting Wolf's hair and running around.
She's like laughing every time she does something. And it's like,
she gets joy off like there. Yeah, we should do a whole thing about how sadistic that little girl is.
Yeah, effing creepy. Ugh.
But yeah, Halloween Town. I think those are my musts, like, that I have to watch. Also, another must for me is Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Classic
movies with Don Knotts.
Ghost of Mr. Chicken's funny.
And it's...
if you don't know who Don Knotts is, he's a famous old actor. He was on the Terry Burbage show. What show was he on? There was that
Terry
old famous cop show he was on.
Oh, not Terry. The Wixbury.
The Lizzie McGuire movie. I mean,
almost. It's the one where Ron Howard got discovered as a 4-year-old.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a little kid in it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Anyway,
So he was the deputy in it, but he was a huge like movie. Like he made like a ton of like screwball comedies, if you will.
Yeah.
Andy Griffith Show. That's what.
Thank you.
God, Guillermo's killing it today.
I know.
Such a bitter upgrade,
dude. I know. Larry was. I mean, he was. Sorry, I can't say that.
Horrible.
Larry was horrible.
Horrible.
I'll edit that out.
Yeah. Yeah. We got out most of this stuff.
Yes. No. So Don Knotts is super known for being just kind of like funny and goofy, and he kind of makes fun of himself a lot.
And he's probably like what 5'2", 120.
He's 5 foot nothing, and he's like 120 pounds. He's
a tiny guy, and he throws his body around well. Like he knows how to like when you scare him, he knows how to leap 10 feet back.
Oh yeah, and he's so into it, and he's very believable. Like he'll shake, but it's like if you watch someone else like shake and tremble, like you think that they're just acting, but when he does it, you're like, oh no,
he's
so into it. He's so good,
literally terrified.
Yeah.
And but it's one of those great ones you can watch with the family, and it's funny, and it still keeps today too, because I love watching it. That's a great one. So here's a debate that I've been having internally for 30 years. Nightmare Before Christmas, Halloween movie, Christmas movie, or is it the perfect Thanksgiving movie? It's in between.
I would say it's more of a Christmas movie for me, but people will watch it during Halloween.
I guess
because it's got that famous this is Halloween, and that song plays a ton.
Everybody breathe in this house of Halloween.
Dude, what's so scary is that pillowcase man.
The boogeyman?
So scary.
The boogeyman.
There's an Honest trailer where they're talking about it, and they're like, this pillowcase that takes advantage of Santa. Okay, we're going to get a little PG-13 here, but the pillowcase...
TV-14. Let's do it.
But the pillowcase is like coming up on Santa. Santa's like tied down to a chair, and Santa's like, what are you going to do to me? And the pillowcase goes, well, I'm going to do my best. It's like, what? Who thought of that line? Like what?
What kind of Halloween nonsense is this?
Yeah, yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but it's funny.
And again, one of those other things that you can listen to, the music. And, you know, there's also the classic Addams Family, which I love.
Yeah, Addams Family. Good.
I mean, how many girls, like, our generation will broaden a little bit, between 20 to, like, 40, loved Wednesday Addams. I mean, idolized it.
So funny. That's basically my wife.
Right, really? They love it. Like, they copied her sleeping method. I've heard girls talk about it, the ponytails.
Are your Girl Scouts made from real girls? Or your Girl Scout cookies? Sorry.
Do you want them to be? Or how did it go? Or, yeah, like the scene where they're in the parking lot and they're trying to sell. Yeah,
sells her lemonade. Or she's trying to... So Wednesday is trying to sell lemonade. And the Girl Scout cookies... Or the Girl Scouts come up with their cookies. And the Girl Scout says, is your lemonade made with pure organic lemonade? And Wednesday looks at her and goes, are your Girl Scout cookies made from real girls?
She has a deadpan look.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, another girl gets freaked out and runs away.
A little annoyance so there. Funny. They had an awesome Wednesday, and we had Pugsley Adams that didn't do anything.
Yeah, I know. Except for get bullied by Wednesday.
Get bullied, like, but he took you like a champ, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
Wednesday, real quick, favorite Wednesday scene. There's two. Well, yeah. The one where she's walking around with the, she had a butcher's knife, and the mom's like, what are you doing? Morticia Adams, who, oh, huge crush on, and she goes, what are you doing? I'm just going to play with Pugsley. She's like, give me that. Takes it away, the butcher knife, and grabs her like a big old like machete or something. Yeah. Here, do this. Oh, thank you. And walks away. And I was like, why am I watching this? It's amazing.
My favorite scene is when the two of them are doing like this fencing battle for like a school play. Or whatever. And they start chopping off each other's limbs, and blood is just like squirting out and hitting the crowd.
And the parents are just like
so excited. Like they have the most happy faces on. And then they get up and just start clapping like crazy. So
bravo,
funny.
Bravissimo.
Yeah. I love it.
It is so good.
Addams Family is good.
Addams Family. There's also, well, the Munsters. It's a great, great 50s, 60s TV show. That Addams Family is also a TV show. This was a little era where Frankenstein marries vampires.
Yeah.
It's such a great one. And it's huge in my house, and we always watch it.
Did you ever think... All right, here's a question. Van Helsing, Halloween movie with Hugh Jackman?
With Hugh Jackman? I didn't like it
at all. Yeah, did I ask you to like it?
I didn't like it at all. I mean, you could watch it during Halloween.
I kind of liked it because, you know, like, Dracula has those slutty vampires and he's just running around killing people. Well, and the werewolves were like the best on-screen werewolves I've ever seen.
For me, it's the same vein as like Underworld.
This came out when I was 14, so all this stuff was just so cool to me. I was like, this is sweet. He's got an automatic crossbow.
Did you think Underworld was cool, or was that too heavy for you to watch?
I mean, they were rated R, so I wasn't watching them when I was that age.
Because I loved Underworld, like the first two. Then it got way off topic later.
But I've seen parts of Underworld. That's
but Underworld, fine. Underworld 2 is one of those two that it's like, yeah, you can watch it on Halloween, but you can also watch it whenever. It's like a Matrix style. Yeah.
I kind of missed the right age for Underworld. Anyway, what I was going to say, though, was just I like Van Helsing and I like Hugh Jackman, so.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, if it's on, if I didn't have to pay to watch it, but I wouldn't consider it for me a Halloween movie. Okay. What about Casper the Friendly Ghost?
I don't care for Casper.
I loved Casper. How did you not like it? He had that great pickup line where you just go in, you go to a girl's ear and you go, can I keep you? Dude, I'm telling you. It is magical. It is magical.
Have you done that to someone?
Like 9 people. I mean, I'm 0 for 9, but still, it's magical.
Magical. No. Okay, so I was going to say...
Casper's great.
Real quick, a Halloween movie my wife and I watched. She showed me and I didn't sleep. It's called Lights Out. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's a movie where, like, they... All right, so look up the trailer. The trailer's about as freaky as the movie, but they turn off the lights and all of a sudden
move.
Well, no, like, so you turn off the light, and all of a sudden there's, like, a shadowy person there, like, the outline of a form. Okay, and then you turn the light back on, and it's gone, and then off, and it's back, and then on, and it's gone. And so the person just sits there turning the light on and off, because it's, like...
Like, the whole time?
Yeah, because, like, as they turn it off, there's someone in a doorway far away, and they just keep doing it. And then eventually they turn it off again, like, after 3 or 4 times, and the person's right up close, and they scream and turn the light back on, and they're gone, and they just book it out of there.
I'm terrified of you just telling me about it.
It's messed up. And there's a scene where this girl's talking to her mom, and her mom's totally crazy, and she's like, oh, I'm just talking to Diane.
And,
and the mom is sitting, and she's...
That's right. I remember that part.
Oh, have you seen it?
No, I remember that part in the trailer.
Oh, okay. Because,
yeah.
Well, the daughter's talking to the mom, and the mom's in her bedroom. All the lights are off, and there's a dark closet, and the mom's standing next to the closet, and she's like, I'm just talking to Diane. And there's nothing in the closet except for darkness. And the girl's like, mom, like, what?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, dude.
I'm getting goosebumps right now. So Stop it.
I do that sometimes for my wife. We have creepy like hidden passageways in our house. And so I'll go over to one of them and my wife will be like, where'd my husband go? And she'll come and find me and I'll just be talking into the darkness. And she'll be like,
yeah, but you were doing that before though.
Yeah, but she'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just talking to Diane. She does not like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's now I can never go into that creepy area with you. What about this famous movie with one name? Beetlejuice.
Oh, dude, I had a dream about Beetlejuice last
night. Beetlejuice!
Dude, I had a dream about Beetlejuice because I've never seen the movie, so I made my own in my head.
You've never seen the movie?
No.
Well, figure it out, man. It's not that hard.
Well, in my head, Beetlejuice was like, so you would get sent to heaven or hell, or you'd get sent into like Beetlejuice's lair. And Beetlejuice was, so I died, and I went to Beetlejuice's lair.
And did you take a number?
Yeah, well, and he and I just sort of hung out. Like, this is my dream, but like, we'd recreate movies and everything was real. So like we're recreating Jaws and all this other creepy stuff. And it was just like Beetlejuice's goal was just to kind of have fun and entertain you, I guess. I don't know. It was weird.
You have creepy movies, man.
Well, anyway, tell me about Beetlejuice because I've never seen it. I know it's not Val Kilmer. It's the other one who played Batman.
It's Alec Baldwin.
It's not Alec. Oh. Well, Alec Baldwin,
isn't it? Alec Baldwin is the main one. But yeah, who plays Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, right? Yeah.
My generation's original Batman. And Nola Wider.
Michael Keaton's
Batman. And
Gina
Davis, dude. Look how awesome that is.
Yes.
Look how awesome that cast is, just to begin with. It's done by your favorite director.
Tim Burton. Which he used Michael Keaton again in his Batman movie. But anyway, let's talk about Beetlejuice.
So it's just the people that owned a house die, and then they go to haunt it to try to get it back. And there is a scary scene where they go to kind of like a class to how to haunt.
Yeah.
And so they're like, how do you scare people? And they pull each other's faces and they just make it really long and stretchy.
Ooh.
And that freaked me out. I remember that a lot.
Yeah.
And and then there's like this big sandworm. And so Beetlejuice lives in a outline in this like miniature thing that they have in the attic. It's like a little town. The guy was an architect.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer.
Yeah, it's super cool. and that song, Lemon Me Banana, De La Coma, We Wanna Come. Just this so dumb song, but it gets stuck in your head. One of those. Huh. And it's known from in the movie. And I remember dancing it when I was a first grader. I'll send you the video. It's pretty cute.
Sounds good. Speaking of Tim Burton, Batman? His Batman movie with
Batman's not a Halloween movie.
Is that one a Halloween
movie?
No. Okay, I was just curious. No. That was my question.
That's a great segue because my costume this year is a very, very cheap Batman.
Oh, very good. We're gonna have to make a movie about that.
Oh, hey, we'll have to see it.
Yeah. No.
Do
so,
you? Wait. Sorry. I was just gonna a costume.
I just have a creepy mask. I'll be Bane for you. Anyway, I was gonna say one thing that's quick funny. Tim Burton's Batman. People have pointed out, like in the new Batman, that he's killing people and they're all upset. But like, if you watch the old Tim Burton one, like he's like a serial killer, like. He's like,
I mean,
putting
first,
bombs on people, and he's like burning people
scene,
with his turbo.
Yeah, he does push a guy off a top railing. And he goes, "I'm Batman," but he doesn't like dramatically change his voice like the. But anyway, I guess someone wouldn't survive from that.
Well, no. But at one point, he like puts a bomb on someone and then smiles, and then like at one point, he hits his turbo and purposely like catches a clown on fire. Like he's kind of a killer, but it's pretty funny. I mean, it's okay because it's Tim Burton. So no, but Yeah, Lights Out, It. There's, we talked about It. It is freaky.
Yeah, those are a lot. You watch a lot of freaky ones. Halloween, all the Halloween movies are weird.
Yeah, so there's a point in It, there's a scene in It where when they're grown up in It, Chapter 2, and there's the storm drain where Georgie dies.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Georgie. There's this other little kid in the neighborhood, and grown up, Georgie's brother, who's played by, not Magneto, but Professor X, the young Professor X. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name in real life. Professor Xavier Split. Anyway, someone, my sister's screaming in the car, it's this.
Yeah, well, she needs to get her own Guillermo. So
yeah, exactly. Guillermo, can you look that up for me? Mm-hmm. Okay, so don't nod at me, Guillermo. anyway, all right. Anyway, he goes over to the drain, and he's talking to it or whatever, and the kid's like, why are you talking into the drain? And he's like, do you hear voices from that drain? He runs over to the kid. He's like, do you ever hear voices from that drain? You stay away from it. And the kid's like, I don't hear voices from that sewage. He's like, I hear voices in the shower. Like in the pipes, because that's like an It thing.
Oh,
it's like It talks
really?
Up to kids through like if they're brushing their teeth or whatever, it will talk up to them through the pipes because he's in the sewer.
You keep watching this.
So it's super creepy. Anyway, later the kid gets eaten.
Oh, okay. Spoiler
alert. It's the kid in the.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
It's not a spoiler. I did not want to see that.
I mean, if people haven't seen it by now, I don't think they ever will.
No, that's me. I mean, yeah, I totally watched horror movies. I'm totally as tough as everyone
I know. Wait, so I remember as a kid, my first introduction to horror movies, like, really was a movie called White Noise.
Ernest Goes to Ernest Halloween.
Well, that actually, oh, okay. With the troll, the creepy oh, troll in Ernest and Halloween.
I don't even want to talk about that. Feed oh, my,
my
gosh.
Children.
Ernest scared stupid. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was scary as a kid.
Wait, what was your first one then? Your White Noise?
White Noise.
Was that horror? Wasn't that just that he picked up static from, like, his dad?
No, White no, Noise? No, no, no. White Noise is, like, they're trying to pick up, like, spirits that are dead. And
so
then, like...
White Noise, is that the one... So, it's not the radio. It's, like, the when the TV has the snow thing
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay,
and they're,
okay.
like, seeing faces kind of come in and out
okay,
of it.
Okay, yeah, that
but
is pretty
he starts doing it, and all of a sudden, like, three shadows start following him all the time. Ugh. And eventually, they get him. But, spoiler warning, but that movie freaked me out so bad as a kid. I want to watch it again just to see how scary it is.
You'd still be frightened.
I think I would. But as a kid, dude, I did not sleep that night. Like, everyone else fell asleep in the house but me. And I was at my grandma's house, and I just laid there.
Startled.
I was so scared, dude.
I'm so startled right now. Yeah, and I feel like these guys, I don't really pay attention too much, but I feel like Disney isn't dropping their amazing, like, in-house movies that they would always drop for us every year. Like Under Wraps and Halloween Town.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Under
that,
Wraps.
Right? That's with the mummy. Oh, my mom's dating a mummy.
The Luck of the Irish.
Yeah, like they...
No, I don't think it's my mom's... I think my mom's on a date with a vampire.
Yeah, but they said my mom's on a date with a mummy. Like, that, oh, okay. That was a line
okay,
in the movie.
Okay.
It wasn't... The movie was called Under Wraps.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he's a mummy.
You're so smart, Johnny.
Yeah, well, it's called Gizmo's Helping Me. Guillermo, I'm going to learn it, I swear. I'm not going to learn it.
yeah.
Guillermo's getting a little too familiar with us right now.
I know,
I don't like it. That's,
what we do in the shadows, is that Halloween for you or is that year-round?
That's...
Is it year-round with a Halloween
year-round
vibe?
Year-round with a Halloween-y vibe. Because it's not... Yeah. Because it's like how some people could say Twilight is year-round. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like Harry Potter, year-round.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so as I said, my Halloween costume's Batman. Are you wearing anything? Are you, since the mask, are you and your wife dressing up?
We established this. I'm wearing nothing for Halloween. I'm going as Michael Phelps
okay,
with a mask
what are you going
on.
For, not adult Halloween, like everyday Halloween, like a normal, in public Halloween?
Michael Phelps with
oh.
a mask on.
Okay, all right. You know what? That's, yeah, I like to see that. Couple's costume is what I hear, a good thing to be in a couple. I doubt it, but...
No, one day I'd like to... One day I want to be Recyclops for Halloween. That's my goal from
Cyclops?
The office. Recyclops.
Oh, Recyclops.
And I want to do it every year and go through his stages.
It's hopefully by then we'll be big enough that we'll just get sponsored and they'll just send you...
The Recyclops outfit?
The new one.
Recyclops destroy!
Recyclops sad.
Yeah.
Because his planet got destroyed by
yeah.
something.
And then he vowed to destroy the planet he once loved.
He once loved. So I can never know what... What this is.
Yeah.
So, and one more thing. Halloween candy? Anything you like? Do you care?
Reese's pumpkins.
Just Reese's pumpkins?
Oh, yeah. So good.
Do you ever have the orange Kit Kats? That's like a newer... Like,
I've never had... I can't eat Kit Kat. I have celiac and it's got wheat in it.
For those of us who are normal, I'm just kidding. Actually, that is not a disease I want to have. It is very...
It sucks.
It's horrible. I feel for you.
Dude, I went to Cafe Rio and they put flour in their rice and in their beans.
It
does that.
Really?
Yeah, like it's in there. They were like, oh, this is gluten in it. And I'm like, what?
No wonder you're looking so thin and good. You're avoiding all the bad stuff. So the Kit Kat is an orange one. It's pretty much just white Kit Kats. They dye it. So it's orange. That's really good. And then on November 1st, you can catch us getting half off candy. I'll be around.
Dude, I'm so excited. Candy's the best part.
I love half off candy. Once I learned I could do that, not trick or treat, because, I mean, we didn't establish this. We tried to do this once, and it was horrible, so we did you guys a favor and recasted this. And on the original one, I bragged about how I was trick-or-treating until I was 17,
yeah.
16, 17.
Yeah.
And I was a football player. And they asked, what position do you play? And I kept saying, left out. And they're like, oh, cool. And then one lady's like, oh, don't feel left out. She gave me an extra candy. And the one person that got it was this older lady. And I'm like, thank you for getting my
That's the funniest thing.
My sarcasm.
What position did you play? I played left out.
Left out.
That's messed up.
Yeah, because I asked if you ever did that amazing haul where you would wear rollerblades. Because that's when we realized, if we wear rollerblades, we can hit so many more houses. And it was our biggest haul ever when I was 14. And then you're like, oh, I stopped. When did you stop? When you were like 7?
Well, I was 13 and 6'1", and it was like, this isn't going to work anymore.
I
hit my growth spurt, so I think I'm done.
That's the one perk of not growing after 5th grade, so.
Yeah. Well,
I can
yeah.
trick-or-treat forever.
I didn't, so I thought I was going to be like 6'4". I was so excited, and I stopped at 13, like, okay, well, guess we're done. Guess I we're can't trick or treat or be a professional. I mean,
you still
could.
You can just be like, give me.
Yeah, I mean, I still had the baby face, you know. I just needed to pretend I was wearing stilts.
What do you have under there? Stilts. You should have been like, I'm wearing rollerblades. I don't see it. Give me candy. But then when you get older, you learn that the supermarkets sell them half off. Literally, like, 12:01. You can sometimes get away with some of it.
Yeah.
Or 5 in the morning. Good reason to wake up. So thanks for listening to our Halloween podcast. Enjoy it.
We hope you guys have a really good and safe Halloween.
Have a safe Halloween. And
be responsible.
And pay attention, because we're going to start doing more polls, if you guys like it. Our brackets.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
More intense. And if you carve any cool Halloweens, show it to us, man.
Tag
us in it. We'll post it on ours.
We need to carve a Deadlight Nerd pumpkin.
I'm not that... I can wood burn. All right, I guess that's a wrap. Guillermo, is there any... Oh, yeah, that's right. He doesn't matter.
That's a wrap.
Wow. Guillermo doesn't matter.
That was on the nose with the mummy.
Okay, that's what I wasn't meaning to do. And you're not going to edit that out. I know I feel stupid.